heard some Apollo Ghosts from the CITR Pop Alliance compilation album number 2. It just got released. There's a CD release party at Scratch Records on Hastings tonight. It's happening right now. You can still get down there because I know some of the bands are not going to start until 12, I think. So it's happening all night. Tons and tons of good music. You do not want to miss it. Go down there if you can. If not, please, well, listen to the show. Because right now we have a fantastic band for you live in studio. We have Joyce Collingwood.
Plan B.
Joyce Collingwood on CITR. Hello.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
Hey, great.
Thanks for coming out tonight. Do you, there's a camera crew and a photographer. Do you want to introduce yourself to the people out there in Radioland?
Sure. My name is Yuli, a.k.a. Private Minnow. Only one person calls me that, but I can still say that.
I'm Jillian, the bass player. I have no special name.
No.
Just Jillian.
No. Do you want a special name? I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time. Maybe it's time to come up with one tonight.
We'll think of something.
We'll let you know.
We're taking calls. We've got a nickname for Jillian.
Not even one person.
That was so last year, the whole swine.
Yeah,
I
like
that nickname.
Because I'm the Mexican.
Yeah.
It's too cool.
I'm Twitch. I play guitar and I also design for Twitch and fashion.
Oh.
I'm Joy. I play drums. Joy on drums.
That's your nickname?
I guess.
Yeah, for sure. And you guys are Joyce Collingwood. How did the band? What's the genesis of the band? How did you guys get together?
Oh my God, water polo.
Yeah,
seriously.
The weirdest thing.
Seriously.
Really?
We all play water polo.
Sorry.
Really? Because I've never. Well, I'm trying to think if I've played
one with
it.
The horses, or that's the one in the pool.
It's both.
Okay.
There's horses.
Yeah, water polo is the one in the pool. Joy came later, so
yeah.
We all met at the water polo club and.
I need to take some water polo lessons.
And, because that seems like a hard sport to play.
Especially in Vancouver.
Because you can't play them anywhere. Like, because, I don't know, like, it seems very, every time I watch it, I get tired just watching it because it just seems like you, it's hard enough to, I'm a bad swimmer, so it's hard enough for me to stay afloat and to hold, like, a ball and then try to throw it. I think I'm just going to drown or just, like, dropped it in front of me.
Well, yeah. You can take private lessons with Joyce Collingwood this summer.
I'm sure. That would be fun. The name of the band, then, it's... you guys all lived around the station?
Actually, all of our mother's names, maiden names,
I think it was a drunken episode.
A drunken Skytrain.
You guys all coming back from water polo.
That's right.
And then got off the wrong stop, got off at Joyce Collingwood.
That's basically what happened.
That's right. And then you go, well, that's destiny. Because were you guys playing in other bands before or still playing in other bands? I know Joy does. Yeah.
Joy's in ESL.
Yeah.
An amazing band.
And she's played on the show before. And ESL still needs to play on the show at some point.
I think
we tried.
I know. Sorry, man.
But what about the rest of you? Have you always played music? Or some of you? Or just a new passion now?
I've been music fans,
So, like... what are the influences? Like, how did this band became what it sounded like? Was there like a point where you decided there's gonna be a lot of screaming?
Actually, we're gonna
be hardcore.
Punk in mind.
Yeah.
You know? Like, okay, let's just do some punk rock and see where it goes. And then I think when we all like started to realize what all of our individual talents were, we kind of, you know, honed in on it, and this is what happened. One left unattended, I guess.
Awesome. Joyce Collingwood, live on CITRN, you have more songs for us.
We do.
So, Angst.
This one's called Angst. The first song we ever wrote.
Yeah, that was super short.
That's our shortest song. I think it's
And this next song is the first song we ever wrote. It's called Soldier.
Joyce Collingwood, live on CITR. So I first really heard about you, ladies, from Music Waste last year. I remember you guys played a show at Milk or Honey or the place right next to. Is it Honey?
Lick.
So.
That was your first full show with Joyce Collingwood.
Right. And did you say that was your first show?
That was my first full show.
Oh, your first full show.
Well, because I played one other show, but I only played like six songs. So that was my first full set because I only knew six songs. So.
Right. Awesome.
So I knew all 12.
We're like, Jillian, you only know six songs. Get off the stage.
You only play for five
minutes.
Well,
what was I going to do? Just stand there like, hi, guys, I'm in the band, but I don't know the rest of the song.
Yeah, because I guess you don't want to just
So you saw us at Music Waste. Were you impressed?
No, actually, I didn't see you.
Oh,
I just heard about it.
You heard about it.
I might have been at Honey. I can't remember.
Because yeah. Well, so you guys
play. I know. I. You guys play early though. Like a little bit. You're like the second band on this.
No, we didn't.
You're actually in luck because we're playing a fundraiser for Music Week tonight.
I know. That's where I'm trying to get at.
It starts at 9, actually.
Yeah.
And you all should go.
Yes.
It's a fundraiser for Music Week, and it's an awesome festival. It's comedy, arts, music, like everything. It's fantastic.
Yeah. Yes. And they've been doing it for quite a while, and I think it's going to be in June. What's July? July? I can't remember now when it is, but it's always a good time. And yeah, I remember, like, because after you play, I think everyone's talking about it. So it's good to see good music. Even if you miss it, people keep telling you how good it is, and you know. And then you kind of did you find that after you played that show, a lot of people were asking you to play more shows?
You're flattering us.
Yeah. No.
It was actually. It was a really great opportunity for us to get seen and kind of, you know, to broaden our audience, so to speak. It was a highlight of last year for me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I'm not even joking. I feel like last year the one band that, you know, that sort of came out of it that I really haven't heard of before. And after that, people, you should go see Joyce Collingwood. That's good.
Stop.
Yeah. It's just what people said. I'm just repeating. Yeah.
We're playing with some pretty cool bands too. Heavy Chains.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
You didn't hear that.
Yeah.
No, I like
Sprinkles.
Yeah. Right.
I don't know. I might have made that up. No.
And you're playing last, right? Because you're gonna rush down there, and play. So you'll be on at what, like 12:30?
12:30. But go now. Listen to this in your car on the way there.
Yeah.
And then you'll be able to sing the song.
Yeah. Are you gonna play brand new, all new songs at the show? Totally different than what you're doing now. It's gonna be fantastic. Are you guys done? You guys got more songs, or what do you think?
Yeah, we got some more.
Yeah, because last time you said last song, I was like, what?
Well, out of that segment.
That segment. Yeah. Okay.
Sorry, that might have been confusing.
Yeah, no, it's all right. Yeah, let's keep going. Joyce Collingwood, live on CITR. Let's go.
play another one?
Joyce Collingwood on CITR. Sorry. Thanks for coming out. Is that have a great time tonight.
Thank you.
At the show.
Thanks so much.
How do people get a hold of you on the internets and everything? Or phone numbers, I don't know.
Well, we have our
that's for Ben.
joycecollingwood@gmail.com, and we also have our
website, like MySpace, like everybody else.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, awesome.
Facebook, CBC.
Yeah, do you guys have anything recorded, like records or anything that you guys...
We're actually recording right now, we're in the recording process.
Oh, yes. Very nice. Yeah. What are you looking to record? How many songs, How many songs, like is it going to be a...
It's a big surprise.
Big surprise. Yes. Whatever.
It'll be a full package.
14 1-minute songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll be worth your money.
And yeah, so we're gonna be playing tonight with Heavy Chains and No LA Kill, and we also have a show coming up on March 17th with two really great bands, Fortress.
Oh right, awesome.
And Nanan. Fortress is a great band.
Yeah, I've seen. Yeah, they're fantastic.
Angie,
it fits. Yeah, Angie's band, it fits.
Angie's a really, really dedicated member of the scene, and she's in that band. She's also in Bleeder, and Nanan, they have like my favorite song. I just want to say what my favorite song is on MySpace because it's so awesome. It's like 39 seconds of bass, and it's called Full Resistance.
Okay, we'll check that out.
You should check it out.
So the show again is on
March 17th.
March 17th.
It's at Honey,
yeah.
And we have another show since we're plugging shows.
Yeah, this is what it's about.
We're playing with Sex with Strangers on April 14th, and it's their CD release.
Oh,
and,
nice.
And with Run with the Herd. So two great bands.
At the Biltmore.
At the Biltmore, yeah. So CD release for Sex with Strangers, nice. And we're playing with Run with the Herd and Sex with Strangers. And they're awesome. So we're really excited about that show.
Do you
want
to have sex with strangers, Julia?
So, everyone head down to those shows.
Really?
And if not, head down to Honey tonight. To
Four, five, five.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks so much for having us.
Thanks for coming out. And I'd like to thank Evan and Irene for sound.
I think we
thanks so much.
Do you guys do have more sounds?
I don't know.
Oh, you do? Oh, okay. I wasn't sure.
We like to play. So
please. Go ahead. Go ahead. I don't know. Like, I think we have some weird, like, hand signals. I'm getting confused. Just keep playing. I would totally love you to keep playing.
Should we do...
I thought you gave me the I'm done sign.
No, we're just
playing. We're just fooling around.
All right. Awesome.
We're really bad at
yeah. Play as long as you want. Actually, in fact, don't go to Honey.
Till 11 or till 10:30.
Are we scaring you,
Ben? Yes. Are we taking over?
You can go till 11. Yeah, easily.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'll crank it up to 11.
Why don't we do a couple more and then we'll talk more
with Ben? Get to know Ben more. This is how it's going to go, Ben. We're going to play more and then we're going to talk more to you, okay?
Okay, we got a new one.
We need a minute to process this.
Okay, we're gonna do a Crying Shame. Let's do that one. Go by the rule book.
Yeah.
Joyce Collingwood on CITR. Sorry, I didn't mean to. It sounded like I want to kick you guys off stage or off the show.
That's okay.
Because you guys can play here all night, really. You know what, to be honest? You can actually play till 12 because the guy after me, he's not here.
Oh,
you know, but you can't.
We didn't have a show to
I know,
go to after
I know.
We win.
Excuses.
We'd have to play our set a couple times.
Yeah. Over and over again. They can wait. They'll wait for you. It's you can, if you finish at 12, you can still get there at 1 o'clock. It goes late. It's Thursday's the new Friday night, right? That's what they say. It's gonna go till 2. Anyways, so can I ask how are the songs? Like, what did you just sing about on the last song?
Yeah.
Is that like a secret? I'm not sure. Because I. Like, what was the last song you played?
The last song, yeah, okay, this one's about a fat guy with a small dick.
And a lot of cash.
With a lot of cash, yeah.
With a lot of cash.
He's just, you know who I'm talking about.
I know that guy. Jimmy. No. I don't know. Yeah, no, that's okay. That's awesome. Is it, I assume it's not a flattering, well, is it a flattering? No, probably not then. Not flattering.
Well, size doesn't really matter, but I think this guy is like, this guy is just kind of a bit of a, like he's just,
not
he's like filthy rich.
Yeah.
And he just kind of, he's getting fat and he's getting older and he's getting more rich, but he's just not any more happier. So.
No. No.
It's kind of sad.
Is it somebody you actually based on something, some person you know?
No, it's just inspired by just like inspired. All the people I meet.
All the people you meet
every day.
They're all getting richer and fatter.
My uncle.
But we're not saying who.
Oh. Can't name any names.
Yeah. It's all those men with such small.
Okay, this is where it's gotta stop. If it goes down this route.
But how? So how does
send your kids to sleep?
how does songwriting happen for the band? Do you guys practice a lot or bring, just yeah, you know just fun. Whip them out or just I don't know.
We try stuff. Yeah. We all come up with bits and pieces and we play around with it. We practice.
Like are you?
A lot.
Yeah. Are you all pretty busy though? Do you find it hard because it's a pretty big. At like a lot of more members than a lot of.
It takes dedication for sure, man. Five
yeah.
people to
yeah.
get them together in the same room at the same time. It's
right, because all I hear from you know like bands with just two pieces, they'll be like, it's great because it's you know all I need to do is just call the other guy up and we can practice or just you know think of stuff to do, and if you talk to like solo guys, even better, happier. I can go on tour and for like 3 months,
so
and then
lonely.
It costs me nothing, and I'll pay.
Band?
Yeah. But you guys are aiming higher, you know. You're not taking the easy route, right?
Well, I think it's a lot of fun. I have to say that we use technology quite a lot because a lot of the times we just like do some videos at home and we send each other like links to those like kind of videos, private videos that we post online.
Right.
And by the time we get to our jam space. We kind of know what we want to do, but then we also have the occasions where we're just like jamming on a lot of songs.
Right.
So it happens both ways.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Yeah, usually Twitch or Claudio will bring like a song idea and then the rest of us will build something on it, like pretty much those set songs.
Yeah. When you first have technology, I thought maybe you guys were. We're practicing via Skype. It's like Skype. It's like a bunch of monitors in the room.
You know what? That's a great idea, Ben. Yeah.
If you can plug it into the thing, I don't know. I don't think your laptop can. Do you think they'll actually work one day where people just? I know people.
Have that? Like iPhone 4G or whatever.
Yeah, like
FaceTime.
Symphonies and things like that, right? Where people are like jamming.
Yeah. Right. But isn't it? But sometimes a part of the fun is just to be in the same room with people,
together,
right? Or I don't know. But some people think differently.
Well,
maybe yeah.
That's the most rewarding part for me personally, man.
Yeah.
I was doing actually
as well.
A solo project before I got heavily involved in this, and I was doing sketch comedy.
Oh yeah.
Of all things. But yeah, it's kind of lonely out there when it's just a couple of you, man. When you got like a group of people who are all kind
yeah,
of
nice.
You know going for the same goal as you, it's makes the day so much more worthwhile. Yeah,
that's awesome. Sketch comedy, eh? What kind of what's your favorite sketch?
I used to be in a sketch troupe called Kaihu, Keep Your Head Up Productions. We used to perform around Vancouver, like Roxy and the Media Club, like back in the day. And then I joined a group called The Usual Degenerates, and we did a couple of shows around Vancouver as well. This is back when I was doing stand-up. Long story, old stuff.
That's interesting.
She's a woman of many talents, this one.
Jack of all faces. Yep. Is that how you say it?
And she's a fashion designer.
I'm a fashion designer.
Twitch
as well.
In fashion. Check it out online.
I made Jillian's pants.
Yeah, they're called Jillian pants. Yeah.
There's so much you can do for the band, then. You can make people laugh, or you can make the rest of your bandmates laugh, and also design.
We all laugh a lot when we're together. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's awesome. If you're not having fun, then you should quit.
Yep.
Really?
That's true.
A few people have left the band. I guess they get my jokes.
Yeah, if you don't get our humor, you're out.
You're out.
Yeah, they didn't get the jokes.
Awesome. Okay, so do you have more songs?
Yeah.
We still got tons of time. Tons. So much time.
Nice.
Yeah.
So much time.
We only got three more songs.
Maybe we're going to revival. Of
you just have to play it three times.
The last 10 minutes.
Yeah. Well, I guess we just have to do a sketch comedy afterwards.
I want to see you do a sketch comedy, man. Improv.
One person sketch.
Yeah, good improv.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of improv.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Scumwing?
Scumwing.
Confusing because we came up. Let's just play it. We'll talk after.
Falling out!
got one more song for you, Ben, and that's all we got. It's a new one too.
Joyce Collingwood.
Bravo,
yes, on CITR. Thanks. Okay, so that's it. That's too bad.
Yeah, that's
we something here.
Thanks so much for coming out.
Yeah,
I hope you have a great time.
Self-promotion, is that okay, Ben?
Thanks.
Yeah,
so
go
much.
For it.
If you can check out.
Do it, please.
www.bandmusic.ca. Actually, Oswaldo, my partner in crime, is here in the studio. I don't know. Do you know anything about band music there, Ben?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's like an independent music production company, and we write about the Vancouver music scene. And me and Oswaldo, we do a lot of reviews and on-camera interviews. And yeah, I just wanted to totally plug that because I'm all into self.
That's awesome. Yeah.
A shameless self-promotion. Thank you.
That's what radio's
okay.
about. No.
Is that okay?
No, that's great. That's great. And more promotion is there's a show tonight at Honey. You guys are heading down there. Going to be on. It's on right now, most likely. So go down there, and you will be able to see Joyce Collingwood in person. And it's going to be worth it. It's going to be worth it. And also, there's a show March 17th. Is it?
That's
at Honey Lounge. And also one on April 14th at the Biltmore. So plenty of chances to once a
and
month. That's good.
Wants
perfect.
If anyone play with us, just let us know. We like to play.
Yeah, awesome.
And just to clarify about that oil spill song earlier, it's actually about ghosts. But we came up with the name Oil Spill because that's when around the time that the BP oil spill
right.
was happening. But it has absolutely nothing to do with the lyrics of the song. So
oh
it's
right.
kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was a
working title.
It was a working title that just kind of stuck.
Yeah.
Like oil? No, sorry. I don't know what that was.
There's just comedy
I tried something.
Yeah. That's topical. It's good. That's what music is about.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And good luck with the recording and everything as well. Hopefully we'll hear something from you in the vinyl or CD or mini tape, whatever that thing format.
Absolutely.
Release it in cassette. That's hot now, I think. Awesome. Funk My Life is coming up next. Stick around, this is CITR.
Thank you.
And we're going to figure it out.